USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are rolling out an alternative to President Biden's massive infrastructure plan.
To try to reach somewhere near $1 trillion over an 8-year period of time that would include our baseline spending.
West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito saying the $928 billion plan is spread out over 8 years. She also says it focuses on traditional infrastructure upgrades that cover things like highways and bridges. In the meantime, President Biden set to promote his infrastructure plan on Thursday in Cleveland, Ohio. More is being revealed about the man who killed 9 people in San Jose and how he was armed to kill many more. Police say when they arrived at the maintenance yard on Wednesday, the man was still firing bullets. They say they also found 2 semi-automatic handguns and 11 magazines of ammunition. This is USA Radio News.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Can you take care of the windows?
Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A new poll out shows the majority of Americans are in favor of ending a coronavirus safety net program.
A new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they will opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
CVS is offering incentives to persuade Americans to get a coronavirus vaccination. The nation's biggest pharmacy chain says people 18 and older who have received or plan to receive a vaccination can enter to win what CVS calls the One Step Closer sweepstakes. For 6 weeks, starting June 1st, CVS will hold weekly drawings for more than 1,000 prizes. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A former Marine is in danger of assassination by North Korea as he faces extradition.
Lawyers claim a former U.S. Marine wanted by Spain for breaking into the North Korean embassy in Madrid 2 years ago to help a diplomat defect could be assassinated by Kim Jong-un's regime if he is extradited by the Justice Department. 40-year-old Christopher Ahn on Fox News.
The U.S. government is trying to extradite me, and it's very disappointing that that's what they want to do, quite frankly. But I also have trust in the American government. I have trust in the American system. And quite frankly, I have trust in the American people. You know, All I can do is have faith in the fact that in the end, logic and common sense and people who care about what's going on will prevail.
Mr. Ahn faces his final extradition hearing in federal court in Los Angeles, California on Tuesday. 2 years ago, he was freed on $1.3 million bail but was forced to serve home confinement ahead of a possible extradition to Spain. Magistrate Gene Rosenbluth is expected to make a ruling in a couple of weeks. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Airbnb is extending its global ban on parties on rental properties through the end of the summer. The company is saying the policy has proven to be popular with their host community. Airbnb saying they will not tolerate behavior that disrupts neighbors or violates the trust of their host community. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.